Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Where are you? We need some help from you now. Yes, this is Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about, well, anything you want, really. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We'll go to your calls and your thoughts in just a minute. But joining me in the studio tonight, it's...
Nobody.
And Ian.
And I am your host, the Captain. We just got done talking a bit about Nobody and his position on governorship, but we were also talking about Sweden. But, Ian, you said you had an update that it sounds like they've now sort of backed off, and they're saying that...
Backed off would not be the right word. Cranking up, I would say, the requirements, because we were discussing how Sweden is sort of to the same level of their surrounding neighbors.
As of 2 days ago, they were all, no, we're not going to shutter any businesses or limit gatherings. But in the 2 days since this article came out, apparently that's changed.
That's still, we got to give credit where credit is due there, though. That's still better than New Hampshire. It's better than probably any state in the United States, although I don't know. Are there any states that haven't reacted yet?
I don't know. That's what I've been wondering myself. I know that one of our chatters in the Discord, her name is Abby Normal. She lives in, I believe, Idaho. And
comes from Abby. Abby Normal.
I think she said the bars are still open there, if I recall correctly. That was a few days ago, so I don't know what the current status
is. There was a meme rolling around the internet that says... I'm not going to worry until the bars in Wisconsin close. Well, I got news for you guys. It's time to start worrying.
The bars have closed.
I contacted somebody that I know in Wisconsin and specifically to ask, hey, have they closed the bars? Because I'm trying to gauge just how bad the thing is.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, they actually did. So you can, you know, like everywhere else, you can get them to deliver beer now that was never legal before. You know, that kind of a thing. Or you can drive up and pick up your order. But you can't actually go to a bar and socialize with people in the state of Wisconsin, the drunkest state by many a measure in the United States.
Well, if you're in a state, if you're hearing this, and you're in a state where they haven't limited your rights in any way as a result of this, which means they may have made recommendations, but they haven't given them the force of law, then send an email to research@electnobody.com, and because I'd like to know
yet,
about
call
it.
In because I'd really
or
like to
call
know
in
it.
And tell us about it. But if you're shy about calling in, send me an email. I'll read it on the air.
Well, speaking of calling,
want me to answer the question?
Please, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
From the Associated Press, the story here was published yesterday. Standing at bars has been banned in Sweden, but restaurant customers can still be served at tables instead of having to take food to go. High schools and universities are closed, but preschools and primary schools are still running classes in person. And further, according to the story here, Prime Minister Stefan Löfven, warning of many tough weeks and months ahead, announced Friday that as of yesterday, gatherings would be limited to 50 people instead of 500.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is certainly a change.
Yeah,
it was standing, so you can still go and sit down. You just
not
can't.
Clear. That's not clear.
Yeah, that's.
No, it sounded like it was clear that was the case. That restaurant patrons could still be served alcohol.
That's correct. But so whether or not you could sit at a bar is another question.
But that's the thing is, they don't want people sitting at the bar.
Well, they said no standing at bars. I don't know if that includes sitting as well.
Maybe they just took away like every other bar stool. Right, so that there's more space.
Well, certainly it would make a difference. And, the restaurants you want operating are the Japanese restaurants where they have the paper segregated booth in which you eat, because then you're only exposed to your own party. And if you live with them, You've already got whatever they've got.
Well, and we know that the most affected are those who are either employees that find themselves suddenly unemployed or those who own their own small businesses. And we have a caller on the line.
I could be wrong on that, actually. I can think of a couple reasons that might be a stupid thing to do. So forget I said that.
Okay. We have a caller on the line. His name is Jason in Arizona. Says he owns his own business. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good. What's going on?
You guys were asking about, you know, quarantine being locked up and rights being taken away.
Yep.
And we are going to be mandated tomorrow at 5 o'clock in Bullhead City, Arizona, to basically self-quarantine. My concern is there is a lack of knowledge on what is exactly going on in our area. I mean, Nevada shut down, which is directly across the river.
Okay.
And they've been vacated for a couple of weeks. But I also have my own company, which I don't know whether I should keep open or not because it's a taxi service, but we also do deliveries. So that way, if you don't want to leave your house, you don't have to.
I'd say you better keep that one open.
Yeah, I mean, well, and have you been deemed essential? This is a
that's got to be an essential service.
That is what I could argue, no problems, just for the simple fact if everybody else is quarantined, then that will free my people up to go ahead and bring you whatever you need.
Yeah, I mean, that's an essential service. Delivery in this situation, you've got to be there.
Okay. And then my other thing is the whole insurance thing, because everybody's mandatory to have insurance. I'm freaking out because I got $5,000 worth of insurance and no business right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Wow. And you still have to pay that bill.
Exactly. So, I mean, at what point is this going to come and hit my credit hard or have my house taken from me or a couple of few of my cars? That's my chief concern is because there's no exactness to this. It's, hey, we're going to be open by Easter, then we're going to be open by the end of the month. Now we're self-quarantined till the end of April. And I'm just kind of looking around and going, well, what the hell's next? I mean.
Yeah, I feel for you, brother. I have no idea what the answers to your questions are, unfortunately. I really don't even have any good suggestions for you.
I mean, look, the only way that you're going to be able to stay in business is to stay, you know, keep doing business, as far as I'm concerned, because there's a lot of people that are going to be going under because of this.
If you can adapt your business to the environment in some way that nobody else has thought of, maybe innovate a little bit to try and, you know, get...
That's what we're doing is trying to innovate, trying to get out to the older people to let them know that our service services are there for them, so that way they don't have to worry about anything.
Sorry. My guess is that it won't be as bad as people think it is. Think it will be on the other side of this, and the reason is because
when you say it, do you mean the virus or the economic devastation from the response to
the
it?
Economy?
Okay,
I think the economy will recover.
It's a catch-22. Do I do everything to save my ass, or do I go out and just shut down and then hope it blows over? And that's what we're not being told because it goes every day is different. Which that's fine because if there's no understanding of what's going on, then just say, shit, I don't know.
You know how bankruptcy works, right?
Not at all, but I think I'm going to learn.
Well, here's my point there. Your creditors have no reason to pursue a claim that they know you can't pay and put you out of business and lose a customer. And when, now they'll do that when times are good because they're getting more customers all the time. But I don't expect creditors to be especially aggressive after this whole thing. So the thing, and if your business isn't forced into bankruptcy, then you can find a way to recover.
Now, I do have one question because I don't have TV. All I have is radio and Facebook. You never know if it's true or not. So I do have one absolute question is that at the end of this, are we going to be made whole again, or are we just going to, you know, subside and call it a day?
Who could possibly make you whole?
We will not be made whole, but they will be sure to tax you to make the corporations whole.
That is a matter of fact. Jason, thank you so much for
the
call
tonight.
Good luck. I wish you the best. And,
yeah,
you know,
they're not going to roll the taxes back, that's for sure. That ain't happening.
You could start an insurance company to protect you against government.
Nope, that's prohibited, yeah.
Wow.
Do it, Agoras.
Well, so much for that. 855.
You could do it as a coin.
450 free, 855-450-3733. We've got more of your calls coming up.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition, where you can take control of the airwaves by giving us a call. The number, of course, is toll-free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Nobody, future author of Nobody Coin.
And Ian. And we are here to take your calls and thoughts. But first, I wanted to tell you that the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. With the new Divvy, or when the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. Let's get right back into your calls and your thoughts tonight. We have Dan calling from Portland, Maine. Looks like he's listening on WLOB. Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to advocate two ways to deal with COVID-19. I think we could end this in 24 hours with these two techniques. In every viral disease I have had, I have, when I've tried to sweat it out, I have cured the disease in less than a few hours. This is what the body tries to do when it creates a fever. It also causes sweating, and the virus is coming out with the sweat. You can feel the burn and so forth. Mm-hmm. And
this is not medical advice. This person may not be a doctor. You may want to question everything that you hear
right.
from
You may want to question
radio.
Everything you hear from your doctor, too.
Yeah, that's true
exactly.
as well.
Now,
but you're saying you believe that sweating can get rid of a virus?
I know
well,
it
that
can.
Is the reason the body forms a fever. It's trying to kill the virus.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it is a reaction. Most viruses can't stand high temperatures.
Yes. Now, don't dice me up because I've got some important things to say here. In addition to sweating, the fever is also diluting a liquid that surrounds the virus and the liquid is preventing the immune system from attacking the virus. This is why in the summer the flu goes away, because the higher temperature makes the viscous fluid more attackable by the immune system.
So basically global warming could also solve this problem.
Warming could eventually solve the problem of viruses entirely.
Yes, but there's another point here, vitamin C. You probably don't know, as most people, or at least in your audience, don't know, that vitamin C is made in most large animals. Humans and guinea pigs are two of the very few large animal species that do not make vitamin C. And people shy away from vitamin C because they take the acid form of it and it burns them. But vitamin C is crucial for the synthesis of interferon, a potent antiviral. That's why vitamin C can greatly ameliorate symptoms of viral diseases.
That is very, very interesting. Dan, how did you learn so much about this?
Well, I'm a physicist, and I read Linus Pauling's Vitamin C in the Common Cold. This fact I just gave you about large animals is in there. It's also in a book by Lubert Schreier, Biochemistry. As a physicist, people don't realize physics is the basis of everything. Once you get a PhD in physics, you can attack any subject. And I'm a humanitarian. I believe we have to help each other if humanity is to flourish. So I'm always looking for information like that.
Well, you're right there. When I was a computer science student, they required that all of the computer science majors take two calculus-based physics classes,
excellent.
And it was because it taught you to solve problems.
Exactly.
So, like, nothing I say is medical advice. I've had really good luck taking vitamin C, and I actually heard about vitamin C being a very good thing. Didn't Einstein talk about that?
I actually haven't heard that, but I want to make maybe one
I'm,
more.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I heard it was a physicist, and it turned out and thought it was Einstein. I don't know.
Yeah, one other thing about vitamin C, very important, is that not only does it's required for the synthesis of interferon, but also for the synthesis of collagen, the primary structural protein for the body and the primary repair protein for the body, and thus vitamin C is the primary repair vitamin. And you can use it topically, too. I have used it on my teeth. I have not had dental work for 20 years because I floss with it. I apply it with my finger to weak areas. It strengthens the teeth and the gum. It will strengthen.
What specifically are you applying? Like, can I go out and buy a
product?
Yes,
I'm sorry. I should have said that. I use non-acid vitamin C powder. I use Solar Rays. It's called Buffered also. Buffered vitamin C powder with fragrance-free body lotion. The body lotion adds additional nutrients. It dilutes the crystal of the vitamin C powder, and it blocks oxygen from messing things up. I have also used it for keeping I was wrecking my fingers playing guitar. I had mutilated my fingers, and I said, all right, vitamin C has repair properties. I'll try. This is the first time I tried it topically, and I applied it to my fingers with the body lotion, immediately took away the pain, immediately healed, I mean very quickly healed the fingers. I never had problems playing guitar with my fingers being mutilated and mangled.
Well, that is fantastic. And, Dan, thank you for the call tonight. What a wealth of information that guy was. I can identify with the guitar playing part, of course, as a guitar player. I have not tried to use vitamin C to do anything to sort of cure my fingers. I built up calluses over the course of time. When you play so frequently, you just kind of do that, and you don't really want those to go away after a time. But, that guy certainly schooled me. What about you?
Yeah, well, it was good information. I can't know if any of it was accurate, but what he said, it aligned with my own experience and preconceptions. I take vitamin C whenever I'm coming down with a cold, if I have it, and it seems to work very well for me. But it could. You never know why you got better. You know what you did, but you never know if that's the reason you got better or when you did. You know, that's all what Bastiat called the unknown or the unseen.
Well, and I keep,
you see the results of what you did, but you don't see the results of the paths you didn't take.
Right. As I scour the news and the media for updates on things like the coronavirus, I do keep repeatedly seeing folks mentioning vitamin C as a treatment or a method, but I've never seen anything conclusive or anything that says, yes, this does work. I've just seen things that suggest that it might be a method. So it'll be interesting to see if anything develops out of that. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. How are you getting along?
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the Food and Drug Administration for approving mask sanitation technology that can decontaminate respirator masks up to 20 times. The president also announcing on Monday that more coronavirus testing is being done.
Today we reached a historic milestone in our war against the coronavirus. Over 1 million Americans have now been tested. more than any other country by far.
Arizona is the latest state to issue a stay-at-home order. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey.
Effective tomorrow at close of business, Arizonans are directed to limit their time away from home, except to conduct or participate in essential activities or essential services.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, the live Monday night edition. You are in the right place. You have tuned in. You are listening. You've got your ears on, as they used to say in the first internet, which
CB radio.
CB radio. That's right. Very good. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nobody.
It's Ian.
And we are going to jump right back into your calls and your thoughts. We have Derek calling from Jacksonville. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks.
So I did call in the other night, and since nobody's here tonight, and he was talking about his protest, I figured it would be the perfect time to bring this up.
Nobody is not here, so he is here.
Indeed.
There we go.
And nobody cares what you have to say.
Well, I'm glad. That's probably the best thing I've heard all day. So, with your protest, you know there will be a police presence. Just make sure that you enforce them to practice social distancing from you.
I'm not going to force anybody to do anything, but I will suggest it strongly to them. Because it's good public relations as well as probably wise anyway.
It is probably the smart choice, and especially since the protesters will all be practicing social distancing, I'm sure.
And I might show up in a hazmat suit just because it's funny.
I'm going to be offering free hugs to anyone that wants
free hugs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I won't stop you.
One more point. I live about 5 minutes from the Georgia border off of 95 in Florida here, and they're stopping all the cars. It's not license plate.
Yeah. Oh, so they're not just looking for New York. They're stopping absolutely everyone.
Yep. They're asking you what your plans are in Florida.
I did describe it as a checkpoint. So, I mean, I'm not really surprised. Did you have to go through one, Derek?
I did. I go up to Camden to get some of my medication.
Uh-huh.
And I'm coming back, and I got pulled over and asked, you know, why I was entering Florida, even though I do have Florida plates. Asked, you know, I told them I live here, and they said, where have you been? How long have you been out of the state? So, yeah, it's getting pretty intrusive.
So, wait, you live in Georgia, but you are coming back?
No, I live in Jacksonville.
Okay.
And Jacksonville, where I live by the airport, we're about 10 minutes from the Georgia-Florida line.
So you got pulled over even though you had a Florida plate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're not even getting pulled over. You don't have a chance. There's just a line of traffic.
Right.
I mean, yeah, so it's every car.
And what are the questions that they're asking? What are they asking you?
So I was asked if, you know, obviously I live in Florida, and they asked how long I'd been out of the state, where I traveled to, and if I was leaving, how long I planned on being in Florida for again. So, yeah.
And what do you think would have happened if you didn't answer any of their questions? Because you don't have to talk to the police.
No, I do not have to talk to the police. And it was, you know, for me, my car probably smelled like something they'd be interested in.
Mm.
But, you know, I was a little nervous, and I just said, hey, I live in Florida. I've been gone for about 30 minutes. I don't know what they would have done, because obviously things can't be enforced without the threat of violence. So,
did you consider recording video of the interaction?
I did not. Weird thing, my charger cord is kind of crappy, so it, you know, disconnects every time my phone moves if I don't keep it in, like, one place.
Yeah. See, I recommend folks get a dash cam, then, you know, you don't have to deal with that sort of stuff.
I will get
the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, but the heads up, for anybody trying to drive to Florida, it's not just your plate, it's anybody. So.
All right, well, thanks for the call tonight, Derek. We appreciate it. So it sounds like they're pulling everybody over, not just out of state plates.
Yeah, and Rhode Island, apparently, as well.
My plan for the Nobody Mobile when I create it is to have it outfitted not just with a dash cam, but also with microphones and signs saying there are microphones so that we can hear what the good officer has to say.
Do we call it the Pope Mobile?
Well, I would call it the Nobody Mobile, or the Pope Mobile, Road Pirate
One. The No Pope Mobile?
Yeah.
The No Pope Mobile?
Well, the other thing is my plan is the paint job I've got in mind, and I finally got some money coming into the campaign, okay. So it's becoming realistic I'll be able to do this. If you want to help any of these things happening, if you want to see the show, you can make a donation at electnobody.com/gifts. But my plan is to repaint it as you know, it's a retired police cruiser. So I want to repaint it more like the black and white police cruiser, and then I intend to put logos on the doors with a Jolly Roger that says Road Pirate. And so
except
I may well,
not.
If I become governor, it will be Road Pirate 1.
There you go.
All right. Continuing on as we do here at Free Talk Live with your calls and your thoughts, we have Andrew, who's in Denver, Colorado, listening on TuneIn. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I had a couple of questions for you guys, not really relating to everything that's going on. But
sure.
I've recently got into some of these ideas that you guys are talking about, and I was wondering if you guys could give me, like, a little bit more of a clear definition, the difference between voluntarism, ANCAP, and libertarian.
ANCAP stands for anarcho-capitalist. That's, to me, two of the worst words you could possibly have in the English language sandwiched together. Voluntarist is someone who believes that all human interaction should be voluntary, and libertarian is a fairly big tent word that can encompass people who are for smaller government all the way through an anarchist or a voluntarist who would be completely against coercive government. That's my summary for you.
So basically, okay. A voluntarist believes that whatever you are, if you're an ANCAP, an ANCOP, a mutualist, whatever you are, if you don't violate the rights of another, you're cool with us.
Yep.
As long as it's voluntary, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess that clarifies things a little bit. I guess my other question was, I was wondering if you guys had any books that you would recommend to kind of clarify some of these and make some of these points easier to explain to other people.
I like The Machinery of Freedom, anything by Lysander Spooner.
I like Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart.
Mary Ruart's great. Anything by Mary is
Healing
great.
Our World.
I would recommend... I would recommend a great many books on economics. I would start with maybe Economics in One Lesson for a very short read, Capitalism and Freedom by Nobel Prize winner Milton Friedman. Economics for Real People is an excellent one. And if you want to get really historic, read The Wealth of Nations. Not everything is right in there because he uses the labor theory of value and that's wrong, but it's still an excellent work. And it's nice to read something that is influenced not by the left-right politics of our day, but by the politics of a completely different era. So I'm not hearing Republican propaganda or Democratic propaganda. I'm hearing the way somebody in a completely different context viewed it.
And, Andrew, I just want to give you one more book that I've read that I like is Larkin Rose, The Most Dangerous Superstition.
It
talks about the government, and it gives a lot of analogies, really, but the way he wrote the book is just, it really stands out. It's easy to read, particularly for somebody who's not familiar with all the different terminology that, you know, gets thrown around, particularly on this show, and definitions and that kind of thing. He really writes it in a way that's easy to read, easy to explain, so.
Okay, and that was The Most Dangerous what?
Superstition.
Superstition. Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate
that. Sure. Thanks for the call tonight, Andrew.
And in the short form, the most dangerous superstition is a superstitious belief that your government loves you and wants you to be happy. Because
yeah,
it's not true.
Or
it's
that it's
proven by everything they do.
Or that it's anything but an illusion.
Gang of criminals is what they are.
Because all there are is people. That's it. Everything else is a mental construct in your mind when it comes to the organization known as government. So 855 450 free. We'll have more of your calls and your thoughts coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the talk radio show that you can take control of. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That is 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight,
nobody.
It's Ian.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And have you heard of Intercoin? Intercoin is working to make crypto go mainstream. We actually mentioned Intercoin a little earlier in the show tonight.
It's true.
It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. That's interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed your opportunity
And one thing that I really want to do when they get going is start an election, and basically it would be an issue election, and the issue would be, I want my government to cease all hostile activities against other nations and see how many people in the world we can get to vote for that. I'll bet it would be most of them.
I like the idea. I look forward to seeing more of that. If you missed your opportunity to get in on Bitcoin from the start, then here is your chance to join what may be the next revolution in money. Check out intercoin.org, and if you like what you see, pick up some of those coins for yourself. Just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency so they may circulate it amongst their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Check out intercoin.org. Our listeners must know that Free Talk Live received $40,000 worth of tokens by Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. So let's continue on as we do with your calls and your thoughts tonight. Calling in on our Discord on-air call-in live line, it's A La Loca. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I got summoned to jury duty, surprisingly, for the first time.
When?
So, today. I mean, it's for the 28th, but I got the mail-in today.
There's no way they're going to have that.
Wait, how many people are on a jury?
12.
12, so that violates the 10-person gathering.
It does, and also they usually have over 100 come to the selection date, so she's not
also
selected.
And
she has not yet been selected for the jury. She's only been told to come to the jury selection.
Which they have 100 or more people in there because they're picking a lot of different juries in the same session.
It's like American Idol, except different.
The thing is, most states, that's probably an automated letter sent out by a computer somewhere, and maybe somebody wasn't smart enough to turn it off, but I absolutely would not show up for that without calling the court first and asking them if it's been canceled, because I suspect it has. But the other thing that I would do, I encourage people to always, even though it's given as an order, and even though I generally ignore most orders, I will always obey an order to appear for jury duty, and that's so I can vote not guilty if somebody has truly violated a law that should not exist.
Like drug prohibition.
That's the plan.
Yeah. I hope you do.
That's what I'm trying to go for.
Well, that's called jury nullification for listeners that don't know what nobody is talking about there. That's your right as a jury or a juror to vote your conscience in a case. They will instruct you to say that you have to vote based on the law and the facts, but the reality is if you think the law itself is bunk and you want to throw that law out, you can by voting not guilty, and you as one person can hang an entire jury and really ruin the state's day.
And thanks to the Free State Project, New Hampshire is the only state in the nation that explicitly recognizes that right in the law, although they use some really bizarre wording that's hard to understand.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court didn't really back that up.
No, that's not true. The Supreme Court didn't back the idea that the judge had to acknowledge it, but they didn't say that it wasn't true.
That's
they just didn't require the judge to do what we wanted him to do. And there's a line to, but definitely jury nullification is still on the table. And the things that I did win through using jury nullification, and I didn't think I'd win them. This is when I was on trial for selling weed, and I attempted a jury nullification defense, and I didn't win. But one of the things that I... that happened is there were questions asked where the prosecution objected, questions asked by my attorney where the prosecution objected because it was irrelevant, and it would have been irrelevant in any other state, but my attorney was able to say goes to nullification. Which is another thing that makes evidence admissible. Okay, so it's a huge benefit. You can present evidence that the law is bad. Bring in an expert on addiction.
You mean in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire,
right. Yeah. So
you can try to do this anywhere, but you probably won't win.
So, Ala Loca, what's going on down there? You're in the Orlando area, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why? What specific do you want to know?
I don't know.
The
what's
coronavirus?
It like? Yeah, what's it like being down there? What kind of restrictions?
I work next to the airport, so all the airplanes, or the most that I can see, are down. It's kind of funny. Some days it's really, really busy on the streets. Orlando's really known to be crowded. So some days are really busy. Today was kind of dead. I don't know if it was because they passed another ordinance. Not really, but they were trying to encourage everyone to, if your job's really not essential, you need to stay home. So I don't know if more people took that to heart. Besides that, I mean, drive-thrus are still open, restaurants are still open, Wawa's still open, that's where I get my lunch. That's pretty much it.
Are the bars closed?
Yeah, been closed.
My liver always wants to ask that question, so.
No, but I mean, besides that, I mean, I haven't heard any crazy stories. I was able to shop at Walmart pretty normally. I don't think a lot of Orlando people care. We're kind of different down here.
Can you go to the movies?
I don't like going to the movies, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to say tonight?
Well, actually, I wanted to ask you guys on advice on jury nullification, because I kind of have an idea. I know I have to pass some screening tests to see if they're going to pass me through, so I know I have to pretty much answer that as vanilla as possible.
Right.
Yeah. You have a legal obligation to tell them the truth, but you have no moral obligation to tell them the truth.
I just don't know how it looks like. I've never been in a courtroom for this sort of thing, so I don't know if someone can paint a picture for me, tell me what it looks like, what to expect, what would be the most successful thing for me to do to actually nullify.
I was in Florida prior to moving here, and I actually was called for a jury selection there prior to moving, so I've actually been through this process, although it was 16, 17 years ago, however long it's been. They sit you in a room with like 100 plus, 200 people. You are given a form that you have to fill out. I think it was like maybe a page or a page and a half or something like that, 2 pages. It's going to ask you about, it may ask you what like organizations of which you are a member, because they want to know the things that you're interested in, basically.
But you can resign from an organization, and then you don't have to report it.
That's
you can
correct.
Rejoin the next day.
Yes, that's correct. So if there are any organizations like the Libertarian Party or something like that that might give them a clue as to what your beliefs are, you would want to resign from that organization in order to not commit perjury when filling out that form. And I presume it's... You can
maybe join Citizens for Law and Order also. Which I just made up, and if you want to say you're a member, you can, because there's no list.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. I know I don't know if I'm an active member of Campaign for Liberty. We've been disbanded for a while. I don't.
Well, if the organization's disbanded, you don't have to report it.
Well,
and if you don't know you're a member, you don't have to say anything.
Yeah, if you don't remember, then that's a legitimate answer to saying, you know, you don't remember something.
Yeah, everything has to be to the best of your knowledge or belief. So if you come up with any reason that you believe you're no longer a member of an organization, you're no longer a member of it. But it's best if they don't report you.
I want to make sure this thing comes out good. I really, if I get lucky and I find someone who's done a victimless crime, I really want to help them out. I don't know. It just feels the right thing to do.
It's definitely the right thing to do. And kudos to you for that, a la Loca. Let us know what happens, will you?
Thank you.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for the call tonight, a la Loca.
I got one jury summons in my life, and I'm ashamed to say I was already a libertarian, but I wasn't hip to jury nullification, and I didn't think about the power of it, so I didn't show up. I feel bad.
You feel bad?
Yeah, I do feel bad.
Nobody feels bad.
I have not gotten a summons since moving to New Hampshire.
I suspect none of us will get summonses. I don't expect to see a jury duty summons for any co-host of Free Talk Live or any member of the Free State Project.
However, I have stood outside of the courthouse pretty much every month for the last decade plus doing jury outreach to everyone coming into the jury.
Well, this is a good reason that you will never get a jury summons. I'm sure they manually deleted you if they hadn't done it automatically.
You are certainly doing it. Yeoman's work, whatever that means. I don't even know what a yeoman is.
Yeoman is somebody who works hard.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know what it means, really.
Yeah, okay. Well, neither do I, but we're making stuff up here at Free Talk Live. You can call us and make stuff up, too.
Nobody tells the truth.
855-450-FREE. More coming up.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynovite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynovite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynovite.
Dynovite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy. You want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.